We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. And he joins us this morning to talk about a very important meeting that took place over the weekend with Democrats now ruling the roost here in Virginia. They've chosen their House leadership. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, John. Yes, welcome to the new world. Democrats did choose their leadership team over the weekend. It resembles the leadership team that they had when they were in the minority. Mm-hmm. Eileen Feilerkorn out of Northern Virginia, Chenille Herring out of Northern Virginia, both elected to the two top spots, joined by Rip Sullivan, who becomes the caucus chairman. So Virginia now, for its first time, has a female speaker, a female woman, Jewish speaker. So setting a lot of firsts, the first black woman as majority leader. So a lot of firsts coming along the way. Of course, none of that, the speakership is still speaker designate until the House actually assembles in January to go through the formalities of a vote. But it's a sea change, really, for Democrats and of course, for Republicans.
Now, that should, you know, really be exciting for people who are just all about identity politics, that you've checked, that the Democrats have checked so many boxes for minority groups there. But I wonder whether they have contemplated that Virginia is more than just Northern Virginia, that there are a lot of people who would like to feel represented in the leadership of the House of Delegates who don't live in Fairfax and Arlington and Alexandria. What's their reaction to that, you think?
Let's put it this way. It's probably muted because they will be paid off in other ways. And specifically members of the Democratic caucus, they will probably get important positions on committees instead. And as you know, John, that's where the real business of the House happens, is in the committees. So there can be a lot of if there are any ruffled feathers, hurt egos, they can be smoothed quite quickly with the application of a chairman's gavel. So I think that's where it will happen. And quite honestly, the voter on the street, do they know where these House Speaker or the Majority Leader, where they hail from? It's a bitter and terrible secret, but most people don't even know who their member of the General Assembly is, let alone who the leaders are.
That's part of the challenge for Republicans, I think, is to not just sit silent for the next 23 months and hope that they can turn things around at the next election. They're going to have to point these issues out in advance, don't you think?
Yeah, they're not going to have any time to sit back and lick their wounds over this. I mean, obviously, we'll give them a bit of grace, but I know at least a couple have come out bidding for the leadership of the resistance, the Republican resistance. Their bids, opening bids, are rather comical in their content. Amanda Chase saying that we need to fly the Virginia flag upside down because we're in distress. Dave LaRock, delegate from up in northwestern Virginia, is saying in a fundraising email, granted, that Democrats being in control means that they're going to take away everything that God has given us. I get where those things are coming from, but, you know, you got to come up with alternatives. Alternatives, and that's where the battles will be won.
The current Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, who was returned to the House of Delegates to represent Colonial Heights, has announced that he will not be the minority leader, which I think makes sense. It's hard to have been one of the most powerful people in Virginia and then wind up in minority status, but that leaves a void in leadership. Who are Republicans looking to, we think?
Well, Todd Gilbert, the former majority leader, is a leading candidate for that and probably has a pretty good shot at it. But he's also could face a challenge from Terry Kilgore, down from Southwest Virginia, long-serving member of the House of Delegates, one of the first members of the House of Delegates to break on Medicaid expansion, remember, back when that was the issue du jour. And so I don't know whether they will actually have a knockdown, drag-out leadership contest there, but those seem to be the two main contenders for that position.
And Kilgore went for Medicaid expansion.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a real battle within the Republican Party. Was that a smart thing to do or a bad thing to do? I mean, it really disheartened hardcore conservatives, and you could see that in the reaction that a lot of candidates had this year.
Yeah, well, it's also fighting the last war,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be looking at what are we going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
They can see where the defeats have been. They can see how maybe if we had done this, maybe Y would have happened instead of X.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be thinking about what are we going to do now? That should if all they're doing is looking backward and settling scores, which is a natural human and political inclination.
Yeah.
I'm going to get those people who stabbed me in the back. Okay, fine. But you need to be thinking about what are you going to do? Where do you go from here?
So what are Democrats saying? They've got to be excited that they've got governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, the House and the Senate. Are they, you know, the initial reaction the day after the election from some of their more, in my opinion, obnoxious members, like the guy who protested Donald Trump, that delegate, saying, hey, we're not going to waste 1 minute. We're coming after all of these left-wing proposals that we've talked about, and we intend to jam these through. You think there'll be anyone to temper them, or is that the game plan going forward?
I think that is certainly the game plan in some quarters mm-hmm. of the Democratic caucus. And indeed, they will attempt to come right out of the gate running as hard and fast as they can
mm-hmm.
to turn Virginia into Vermont. I'm not sure that's going to work because looming, and I think we've discussed this before, John, the biggest thing coming up next year is the budget, the state budget. And the Northam administration warned back in October, the state is spending more money than it's taking in. That puts fundamental questions before members of General Assembly who have to balance that budget.
Yeah, they're required
at the end of this session. Yes, that's the rule. That's the constitutional requirement. So, yes, they can.
So that says to me a tax increase. Everybody should start putting a little money aside because I don't see Democrats having the political will to cut anything. So there's only one way to go, and that's with the tax increase.
Well, that's what we're all going to be buying tickets for and all the popcorn we can find to see in the next session how that plays out. Because, yeah, there's a real problem. And we also know, too, that should the federal government decide to fund religion and restrain spending even marginally, Virginia will feel those effects very quickly. Always does because of proximity and because of the amount of federal money spent here.
Yeah.
But, that's going to temper a lot of things. Yes, they will do a lot of stuff, probably on guns to lead with, certainly on gerrymandering, I think.
Yeah.
If they don't, wow, the hypocrisy is going to be knee-deep. But the budget's going to probably wake up a lot of those folks to the realities of governing.
Boy, the gun thing will be interesting. You want to talk about something that will send people through the roof. If they weren't paying attention in November, they're going to be paying attention in January and February. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yep, we're back with more in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.